This week, you can spend some time at K-State Wheat Plot Tours learning about new wheat varieties and wheat varieties that will work on your farm. Hi there, this is Jeannie Falk-Jones. I'm the K-State Multi-County Agronomy Specialist for Wallace, Sherman, and Cheyenne counties. I deliver unbiased research-based information to you for you to apply on your farm. And that's right, you can spend this week learning about wheat at the K-State Wheat Plot Tours. They'll be happening Tuesday evening, Wednesday morning, and Wednesday evening throughout Sunflower District. We'll start on Tuesday, June 12th in Sherman County at 4 o'clock. We'll have the 4-H Wheat Plot Tour for Truman Hooker. And that wheat plot is located north of Ruleton on Road 10 between Road 73 and 74. This is actually one of his 4-H projects, and so he's planted several varieties of wheat, and we'll kind of talk through those varieties and ask Truman some questions about what he's been doing in his wheat plot. And then from there, we'll travel on over to F&J Farms at 5:30. That tour will commence, and that is located 10 miles north of Goodland on Highway 27, and that plot is located just east of the Quonset and east of the Bends, and so we'll have 31 varieties to walk through and look at that plot. We'll also do some discussion on wheat diseases, including wheat streak mosaic and some of those other diseases that many times we talk about, and some really didn't show up until much later this year, like stripe rust, and so we'll talk through some of those factors of what was influencing that this year. Our speakers at that wheat plot will be Eric DeWolf, our K-State wheat pathologist, and myself talking through some of the varieties. And so that's what's happening in Sherman County on June 12th. You can join us for that wheat plot tour. The next morning will be in Wallace County, and for Wallace County, we're going to have a wheatless wheat plot tour. Both of the wheat plots in Wallace County, one didn't come up very well because of drought stress, and the other one was hailed to about 2 inches tall. So we don't have a lot to look at in the field this year, but we have a lot to talk about still. So we're going to start at 6:30 Mountain Time with breakfast at the Cab there in Sharon Springs. And then at 7 o'clock from 7 to 9 a.m., I've asked our speakers to kind of talk through some of the things that we would typically talk about out in the field, but we're going to stay at the Cab and have some presentations and some discussion on new wheat varieties, how do we handle some wheat streak mosaic, and the question that seems like I get a lot of questions on is how do we get protein in our wheat, and if there's going to be premiums, how do we capture those, and so we're going to have a little bit of discussion on getting protein in your wheat. Our speakers at the Wheatless Wheat Plot Tour there in Wallace County on Wednesday morning will be Romulo Lolato, our K-State wheat specialist, and Eric DeWolf, our K-State wheat pathologist. And so that's our wheat plot there in Wallace County. So join us that morning there at the Cab for the Wheatless Wheat Plot Tour in Wallace County. And then we'll go on up to Cheyenne County. And that will be Wednesday evening at 5:30 Central Time. And that our plot tour will start at 5:30, and it is 4 miles south of Wheeler on Highway 27. And then we're just a quarter of a mile west there on Road J. And you'll be able to see us from the highway. We're going to have our two speakers also at that wheat plot tour, which is Romulo Lolato, our K-State wheat specialist, and Eric DeWolf, our wheat pathologist. And we're going to talk through the varieties that are out there in the field. We have 22 wheat varieties in that plot. We'll discuss a little bit on how do you pick a wheat variety that will work on your farm. And then we'll have some more discussion on wheat diseases. And so that in Cheyenne County on Wednesday evening at 5:30 Central Time. So that's kind of an overview of our wheat plot tours that we have coming up this week. I have all of the details, including all of our meals that are associated with these and our meal sponsors. Those are all on the flyers that are located on our website at www.sunflower.ksu.edu/agronomy. So all the plot tours are the flyers are posted there, and then you can also see them on our Facebook page at K-State Sunflower District Agronomy. So be sure to join us this week. Bring your wheat questions, and we'll do our best to get them answered for you, and hope to see you there.